I have the opportunity to look for why something will work rather than why it will not. And this is an art. I have the opportunity to look for why something will work rather than why it does not. And this is truly an art that I can develop. And I develop this art by doing everything in my heart, doing everything in my life to look for the positive things in life. And as I look for the positive things in life, I bring about a world filled with glorious, wonderful things that make me so happy and so fulfilled. They make me feel that all is great and all is wonderful. They make me feel that life is a beautiful experience. They make me feel that I am great. It's an art. It's an art looking for why something will work rather than why it will not. It's an art looking for why something doesn't work, too. That's an art. But who wants that art? Who wants that creative aspect of their beingness to be expressed? Who wants that? Well, certainly not me. I do not choose to have that. I look at the world and I see that the world is a very special place. And I look for why things will work rather than why they will not work. And as I look at things, why they will work rather than why they will not work, I empower these things to be real in my world and in my life. I empower them to be something very wonderful and very fantastic. But only as I power them to be this way will they be this way. Only as I empower them to be positive will they be positive. It's up to me. It's up to me 100% how I'm going to handle this. It's up to me how I'm going to live this. It's up to me how I'm going to be artful in this. I spend my day, every day of my life, looking around me at things that are beautiful and good. I spend every moment of my life looking for things that tell me this is a good world that we live in. It's a beautiful world that we live in. Everything is in divine order in this world that we live in. And as I say these things to myself, I say to myself, hey, I have the opportunity to live in a beautiful world. I have the opportunity to live in a beautiful nation, in a beautiful home, in a beautiful personal life. I have that opportunity. Now, I have the opportunity not to also. And how do I not live in a happy life? I not live in a happy life by looking at unhappiness in life. I look at things that don't work. I look at things that are not beneficial. I look at things that are not happy. I've done that. I'm the one who created that. There's happiness and there's unhappiness throughout the world. People are expressing either or, and they are enjoying both. And then they say, it's not my fault, but it is our fault. We thought about it. We embodied that unhappiness. We embodied that happiness. We embodied all those things. We gave them power. And looking for why something will work rather than why it will not is an art that I develop. And I develop the art of always looking for things that work, always looking for things that are fantastic, always looking for things that are marvelous and joyous, always looking for things that tell me this is a good world and very good. And when I get right down to it, it's a good world and very good because I created it that way. I spoke my word and called this world good, and it is good. Now, you can call your world good too. Why do I say my world and your world? Because there is only one world, and that's the universal world, that's the absolute world. And all of us are one with this. We are the divine, we are the absolute, we are the reality. But we're allowed to go to the theater, to watch any show we want. We're allowed to play any game we want. We're allowed to do anything we want. And we think that that's a game and it's not real. And that's what life is. Life is not real. Life is a game. And we're playing it. And we call it real. We think, oh, it's so terrible. It's so terrible. Well, now, why don't we play the game of life as though it were so wonderful? Why don't we play the game looking for why things work rather than why they will not? And when we start looking at life for why things will work, we will find all sorts of ways to accomplish them. People who have illnesses, people who are homeless, people who live in poverty, people who live in abundance, people who live in anything at all, they've done it to themselves. These multi-billionaires, unbelievable, unthinkable, they've done it to themselves. They have taken their thoughts and their ideas and they've built them. They've made them grow. They made them be beautiful. People who live in poverty, oftentimes they don't want to move out of it. Or you move them out of their poverty and they don't know how to act with lovely things, and they misuse those things and use them in negative ways, and pretty soon they're no longer beneficial. We have to train ourselves for the type of life we think we want to live. We train ourselves to live in abundance. We train ourselves to live in good health. We train ourselves to live in harmony and peace. We train ourselves to live in anything that's good, that will work, because that's our choice. Our choice is to think positive, to think on things that we want to think about. There were people who were poverty-stricken in Chicago, and they built a beautiful tenement for them with running water, with cooking stoves, with toilets. And the first thing they did was to stuff the toilets full of stuff so that the sewers would not work. They messed up the kitchen sinks and they banged on them and they broke the tile and they broke the ceramics. They didn't do this out of anger. They didn't do this out of hatefulness. They did this because they did not know how to appreciate those objects and use them for their highest benefit. They did not know how to appreciate those items and use them for their highest benefit. There was a woman who was training children from poverty homes, and she was training them in being good girls. She was training these girls to be ladies, and she was teaching them how to have manners. And then she realized, as she was teaching them, they had no ideas what to use manners for. They didn't know what manners were to be used and where they were to be used. And so the lady took a totally different track. She taught these girls respect for themselves and respect for their world. She taught them the beautiful things in life. She took them to the museums, to the art museum. She took them to the theater. She took them to all places where they saw other people being respectful of what they were looking at and doing. And it was no time at all that this lady trained these girls with values so that they were able to realize why it was good to have good manners, why it was good to live a proper life. Maybe this is where we all are off base a little bit. We expect everybody in the world to have the same bringing up that we have, the same experiences that we have, the same requirements that our parents put upon us. And so we respect our world, we respect our community, we respect our house, we respect our government, we respect our schools. And just as a dog doesn't like to soil its own bed, so we learn to respect our bed, to respect our house, to respect our objects that we have, that we play with and we live with. We learn to respect them. And as we learn to respect them, then they are there for us and we're there all the time waiting for us to delight in them and respect them. Looking for why something will work rather than why it will not. It's a trained art. It's a trained experience. And it's something that everyone can do. And I start with myself, because I have been trained to live a beautiful life. And I live that beautiful life now and always.